Consensual Improv returns to Thunder River Theater Company on Friday. To celebrate their one-year anniversary, the group is working on mastering the art of spontaneous, long-form storytelling. In 2015, right before the start of the new year, Jeff Patterson had a major realization. He didn't have enough fun in his life.
I yearned to feel that creativity, that feeling of possibility that I felt, you know, about 15 years ago when I lived in LA.
Before moving to Aspen, he found improv while working as a commercial actor in the City of Dreams. Back in the 90s, Patterson was studying with major comedians in the industry, like Chris Barnes.
And I said, what would bring that feeling back? What would have me feel that again? And what I heard inside was, do improv. And I thought, oh no, I don't want to do improv.
Being on stage meant being accepted, making his mark, which was feeding his ego. But a few years ago, Patterson started musing on what it would mean to start practicing improv again.
I just thought, well, what can it hurt? Why don't I put a group of people together, share exactly what it is that I want to create, and see if they want to play along. And that's how it started.
1 year later, 12 Valley actors now make up what is called Consensual Improv. Every performance the group's put on since their first show in November has sold out days in advance. Together, they perform plenty of short-form skits, games you might see on a show like, say, Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Then we've got one section in the show where we actually get an idea from the audience.
At a recent rehearsal, the group is standing against the back wall. One person from the audience makes a suggestion. In this case, it was me. And the group follows it up with a word association game.
Scrubs.
Scrubs. So, Scrubs is going to somehow inform this Herald when you're ready.
Zach Braff, back of the class.
Halloween.
This game prompts the actors to pop in and out of the spotlight, connecting stories to the words called out. Eventually, all the scenes are supposed to connect to formulate this greater story arc, which is called the Herald. Patterson explains.
Imagine a teepee, how at its base is far apart, and if there were poles in the teepee, and those poles go upward, but they start to move together. The farther you get into the Herald, the farther along you go, the closer these varying ideas and concepts come to each other until eventually, at the very end, they get tied together.
Nina Gabbianelli acts as the Aspen Historical Society's Vice President of Educational Programming and has been a leading performer in the Valley for nearly 18 years. She says the rules of improv, like for instance saying yes and to everything, have given her a structure to go off script with.
Wow, you look amazing. I had no idea that you have always identified as a woman.
Improv scared the living daylights out of me. The absolute lack of control of what's going to be said to you, and then you're having to accept that and build upon it.
Gabbianelli learned quickly that her fellow improv actors were there to have her back, but that it's her responsibility to have theirs too. Because a major rule in improv is to just commit to the scene so that no other actor on stage is left hanging out in that awkward moment alone.
She was terrified of doing improv.
That's Corey Simpson, Thunder River Theater Company's executive artistic director. He co-founded the group with Patterson and participates.
She used to be that person that before she came out on stage, she wanted to know exactly what was going to happen and how it was going to happen. Watching her now, her skill has developed so far over just a short year, and none of that is scripted.
Gabbianelli says there's both an audience and a talent for this art form here, and that the Valley as a whole follows the same yes and rule that grounds Consensual Improv.
It's that mind-body-spirit philosophy that we call the Aspen idea. I have a saying, there are those of us in town with three jobs, and then those with three homes. Those are the two classes, right? But it takes both of us to be here to elevate each other to be at our best. We have to work together. That's the only way we all get to succeed here in this valley.
Like what Consensual Improv has done. And judging from the group's popularity, Patterson's original vision is alive and well. The group's next performance at Thunder River Theater Company is Friday, May 12th in Carbondale. Claire Woodcock, Aspen Public Radio News.